Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching over the internet, good morning, good evening, hello. In our church, we give 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. And we are going to give 1/10, 57,000 yen, for the works outside of the church. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for spiritual blessings and financial blessings as well. As a token of thanksgiving, we give 1/10 of our income. Thank you for your great love and grace. You own us, and everything belongs to you. As a token of faith, we are going to give you 1/10 of our income. Please consecrate this money and use it. Please give us blessings and grace. We believe it and we thank you. Thank you for your wonderful love and grace. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. April 29th, we are going to have Kokoro Gospel Concert, and we have a short movie for that.
クリスマスソングから日本で生まれたゴスペルまでいろいろな曲を聴いていただきたいと思います。
ジョイジョイジョイ、あなたの心に足があなたと共にあること、
このね、肩のこの、ゆっくりした感じで、そして本当に、伸び伸びと、声を出していただけたら嬉しいなと思います。
言葉は僕の光になった。 差し伸べられた手は温かく、僕の心を溶かしていった。雪の降り積もる丘に立つ一本の木、風や寒さにさらされながらも孤独に立つその木には温かい光が差していた。そこには愛があった。
また皆様にお会いできることを楽しみにしております。今日は本当にありがとうございました。
April 29th, we are going to have from 7 o'clock in the evening, we have a concert. Please bring your friends and acquaintances. This is a point of the work of the revival, and God is going to bring tens of thousands of people to the concert. Please, let's expect a great thing. How God is going to fulfill that. One thing I feel is that he started with a worst praise band. And it's getting better and better. In the sermon of the Mellinger Brothers, he said, even if you don't have a power, strength, do it. But if we obey the words of God, God is going to give us the power. I was not able to speak in front of many people, but as I obeyed God, God has given me vision. God had given me a strength and ability. Even if you don't have ability, if you have a vision, obey it. Many groups are going to be advance, grow, and praise is a spiritual thing, and the spiritual things are going to be opened greatly. Many people are touched by the praise. Worship and they are crying. And people are going to receive healing and they see a vision and the like. That's the kind of things happen in the works of the revival. It's not just a concert. We are doing the work of the Lord towards the revival. And change is happening. So expect a great thing. And please bring your friends. God is going to use this concert. One thing I feel strange. We haven't decided on the day of Pastor Merlin Carruthers. Today and next week we are going to deal with Merlin Carruthers. And I was forgetting completely about Miss Merlin Carruthers, but I was not thinking about Merlin Carruthers. But last week I went to Hokkaido and received a word from God. While in Carruthers, wants us to spread the teaching of the thanksgiving more. And the present worship is very deep. You have received blessings. And if we do it more, dig it more, more things will be received. And as I received, as I realized, today is the day of the Whirling Carruthers. Whirling Carruthers is a vessel of a world. Famous vessel in the world. One of the most famous vessel of God in the world. It's a special vessel. And we have a strong relationship with Him. The word of prophecy came. God is going to send the Whirling Carruthers to your church, He said in prophecy. And He came. And He said, we are going to have a special relationship with Him. He said He's going to teach in our seminary school. And in the early days of His life, the last days of His life, He only spoke in our church. Is it true, somebody asked, is it true that you are speaking only to our church? Is it true? And He said, yes, it is. Well, in Carruthers said, one person is going to save 1 million people. And we have His sermon, so let's take a look.
1924年8月21日生まれ、第二次世界大戦中文後マリオン大学に入学、卒業後アズベリー神学校に学ぶ、メソジスト教会で3年間牧会し、1953年チャプレンとして米陸軍に再入隊、陸軍中佐として1971年に退役した。その後講演セミナーなどで世界中で活躍し、代表的な著書である獄中からの賛美をはじめ、世界中で1900万部もの著書を世に送り出し、今なお感謝と賛美のメッセージは人々に影響を与え続けている。
I pretty well know that you have a missionary mind. But I want to give you inspiration that you will be a missionary yourself. So now we have a mission today to win how many people to Christ? 1 million. Could you yourself win 1 million people to Christ? What did you answer? Did you perhaps say, not me? I am not going to try to tell you today what you should do in the way of we call it occupation. You may write books, sing songs. What else could you do? There are many things you could do. But what I do want to try and ask you to do is to ask God to to help you. When you ask him to really mean it, when Jesus was here, he prayed until great drops of sweat poured from his forehead. It's very important that we pay attention to what happens, because God works in many mysterious ways. The most important things that have ever happened to me have been so mysterious, I did not know it was God. And the quicker you begin to hear God, the better it will be. So how can we hear God speak to us? If somebody comes up to you and slaps you in the face, that was God speaking to you. So if you hear him, you do not clench your fist and be ready to swing, because you are thinking, God, you will use that for my good. In my old life, when I was a young man, there was one thing I wanted to do. I wanted to preach, but I could not speak very well. And then I wanted to be able to write well. I could write, but everything I wrote was terrible. So I went to college to try and learn. And I thought what I had written was wonderful, but every time I wrote something, the teacher would write on my paper, "It is obvious that you tried, but you, Merlin, do not have the gift for writing." That I didn't come into this world with the ability to do what I wanted to do. And you may be exactly the same way yourself, but there is almost nothing you cannot do. Not because of your ability, because of what God can do through you. So I kept on writing, kept on speaking, kept on learning, until finally something started clicking in me. When I had a chance to preach, I would preach happily. So this boy who wanted to write, why did I want to write? I
wanted
to reach the world. Why did I want to do that? What did Jesus say? Go ye into all the world. So I got it in 5 languages, then some more. Okay, 59 now. That work I've been working on number 60. When I was a college student and a seminary student, struggling, trying to learn, sometimes discouraged, but always determined. God's message to you, is the same message he had to me. Go you into all the world. That does not mean you have to pack your bag and get on an airplane. Especially today, we can go all to all the world if we just have a computer. Do you think God knew what would happen when I was in school and the teachers were saying, Merlin, you are not a writer? There will always be people who will say, you can't do it. I agree with them, but God can do it in us. First, we have to learn how to do something very important. We have to learn how to ask God. Father, Heavenly Father cannot do. He can make a poor, ignorant boy learn how to write. Do you know where I preached my first sermon? Standing on a street corner. People would come up and listen and smile and walk off. But I kept on preaching. And then finally one day, I was invited to a place to speak. And I walked out on the platform they had built. And I looked out in front of me, and there were 500,000 people. I heard it echoing in my ear, "You will never be a good preacher." They were correct. But all I did was learn to be willing. But God is looking for people who will say, God, I believe you. Everything in my life You will work for good. I believe you, God. God, I don't know how to write. I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to do anything. But you will help me do something. Your mind may say, what will I do? I have a perfect answer. I don't know. I know God will work good. You can't write. You can't sing. You can't do anything that you know of that's very great. Just tell God, I'll just do it. He will work through you. My objective for being here today is to encourage you, because the result of our being here today can win a million people to Jesus. Maybe what you have done has already arranged for a million people. How about another million? And what can God do through you? I started off by saying we must ask God. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11, verse 9. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11, verse 9. The Son of God came here, and he gave us a message. He gave his message to people who found it very, very difficult to believe him. In English, that is asked, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it might be opened unto you. I had a bad word there, didn't I? Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Remember now, that's God speaking to us. You believe, and it will be yours. Can God use you to help bring thousands of people to know Jesus as Savior? Do you believe it? Not if I tell you, but Jesus told us. Ask and it shall be given unto you. But if, of course, we say, God, I don't believe I can do it, God will say, okay, if that's what you want. But if we say, God, I know you will do it. Let us pray. So I have a big job today. The Lord has asked me to speak in such a way that 1 million people will be won to Christ. And you are the ones who will do it.
God is working for my good, for my good, for my good. God is working for my good. Yes, He really.
There's a mistake. Pastor Merlin said, one person will lead 1 million people. The Lord told him to speak that. God does unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing happened when I saw God's. I was not able to speak in front of people. It was not that I was a bad speaker, but other people may think that please stop him. I want him to stop. And after speaking, I was not able to look at other people's face because I was so ashamed. I've never experienced that God was planning me to speak in front of 10 million people. teaching of Thanksgiving is a general teaching. And God sent Merlin Carruthers to us so that we can succeed to his work, so that we can teach the people deeply about the teaching of the Thanksgiving. The wonderful thing is, some people have mastered the principle of the faith. Other people haven't. So please expect a great thing to the Lord. It's not that your success, but it's a success God is given. God will given to us. God loves each one of us. God is going to give us great blessings. Those who believe that God really gives us, God really loves us, and that those who don't, there's a difference between them. God is going to show His glory through our life. There is a wonderful plan for each one of you. We have a 1 minute short movie, so let's take a look.
神様に自分の命を取ってくださいと願うのです。神様に聞き従い圧倒的な勝利を受けた時と心配恐れから出た自分の考えで歩んだエリアの歩みはまるで逆です。これは私たちの歩みでも同じなのです。神様の言葉に従う歩みを選び、神様の豊かな祝福のうちをぜひ歩みましょう。それではまた。
信仰を用いることによってね、
by exercising our faith,
神の祝福を見ること、
Christians will be blessed by God. If we don't exercise your faith, we don't see the living, work of the living God. If we exercise our faith, one of the best way is to. There are three points.Prayer, obedience, and giving thanks. And giving thanks, the movie was about 1 minute. Even if you study very hard and if you enter the Tokyo University, you won't know if you succeed in your life. But if you obey God, there is no way that you will fail. As I said earlier, I was very bad in speaking. I was not. I was a bad speaker in my life. So, I never expected that God is going to lead me into the world of speaking as a pastor and a preacher. When I look at old men, and I saw them walking in a special way, and I didn't understand why. But now I can understand it because I'm doing the same thing. That God is speaking, that He's going to send us to all over the world, and I have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. When I go to the local meetings, and people used to be very sleepy during my speech, during my sermon. But now, when I try to speak in the sermon, so in the meeting, they are worrying about me. They are careful about me. And your life, in your lives, God's word. If you choose my word, God's word, God may lead you into an unexpected way. If you stand on the word of the will of God, and then God told me to go to the overseas mission work. And in the overseas mission work, English was necessary ability. It was said. But I'm one of the pastors who's doing the missionary works and last week I went to Hokkaido. In Hokkaido, the last time I went to Hokkaido in last August, I was hospitalized in Asahikawa. And I went to Asahikawa this time too. And the people in Asahikawa, they remember me very well. And they didn't ask me to fill out the form. You don't have to fill out the form, he said, because I know all of you. The last time I went there, I went to the, from that room, I went to, I called an ambulance and I went to the hospital. And about 100 meters away from the hotel, there's a hospital where I was hospitalized. So the hospital was very close to the hotel. So they all know what happened. And when I go, I had a fear. Satan talked to me. You are going to fall again when you go to Asahikawa. The Lord's word was that you are healed by the name of Jesus, you are healed. But Satan spoke to me the different thing. So there was a fear in my heart. The word from Satan and word from sin is not sure. So I held God's word. If I retreat, I won't be able to go to the world. So I stood on the word of God. And as I stood on the word of God, I cleared easily. And God was living, and God was encouraging me. And that was, I have a problem in my neck. And the doctor hasn't told me anything about my neck, but other surgeon told me that there is no medical cure for this neck. So my neck is incurable. But that's what a doctor said. One of the doctors, that is. It's not my doctor. My doctor. I think I'm going to be healed. It's better than the before. And God helps me. As I said earlier, as I went to Hiroshima, sclerosis, a child was suffering from sclerosis, and I prayed for him. And it was, he was healed. And it was a great encouragement for me that my neck will be also healed. And also there was a person whom I prayed for, and he was, his neck was, had a problem. And I prayed for him, and he was healed. It was the same symptom as I had. And I prayed for him, and he was healed. And I was very much encouraged. And I went to Hokkaido this time. As I prayed,
デパートにいるときに、
As I prayed the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and while I was praying, she was healed. Scoliosis. I'm praying for many people who are suffering from scoliosis. And God is helping me to have a faith. God is strengthening my faith. I'm going to go to the Bible. As I said earlier, when I was saved, when we were saved, we were forgiven our sins and we have an eternal life. But it's different from seeing the work of the living God. It's different from seeing the solution to the problems. Because we have to exercise our faith. If we don't exercise our faith, that there's a forgiveness of sins and eternal life, but other blessings we cannot receive. Because there are many blessings in promises in the Bible. If we don't exercise our faith, it will not be fulfilled. If you don't know how to use, you don't know how to exercise your faith. I didn't know it very well. And if you begin to understand, you understand how God works. I repeat, you stand on the word of God and obey it. Exercising your faith means, and there are 3 points in exercising your faith. Oh, and by doing that, your faith will be changed very much. 3 points are obedience, giving thanks, and praying. So these are a great point. And in our church, and God led us to teach the obedience to the voice of the Lord, and through Marlin Carruthers, he taught me how to give thanks for all the things. And through those, by obeying that, wonderful works of the Lord are going to happen to us. So that foundation is very important. That foundation changes the past and gives us the best way in our present, and it is going to affect the future. So the wonderful, most wonderful things are going to happen by obeying these 3 points. It's not that you are going to win by your win the very best by your strength and power. It's already there because God loves us so much. And there's a point of God, three teachings. You have to stand on them. And if you obey, it's important. Please lead and guide each one of us and show your grace and blessings. There's a failure in your life. And somebody believes that he's not going to have the very best plan in his life. God tells you to repent and give thanks and obey God. Everything will be changed. There's a wonderful plan of God behind all these things. Somebody has a certain There is a fear in someone's heart. Give thanks and stand on the word of God, not on the anxiety. And God's word will be fulfilled. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have some time of repentance. I'm going to please pray for your own healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us and heal us. In the name of Jesus, I command the disease be gone. Disease, I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Be healed, be healed. Somebody's throat, center of the throat is swollen and it's been healed. And somebody's throat is have a problem and it's been healed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.